In addition to the systems of timekeeping, there are other indications of something unique happening now. They may be a little less scientific, and they're interesting because they are converging now. Prophecies, we call them. There are prophecies, for example, in many mystery schools, such as the traditions of the Freemasons and the Rosicrucians, the Egyptian mystery schools, that say that in the deserts outside of Cairo in Egypt, there's a structure that today we call the Great Sphinx. The Great Sphinx has been a source of mystery and controversy for thousands of years. It's also been the source of inspiration and awe because beneath the desert marked by the place of the Great Sphinx, ancient texts and traditions suggest that there are chambers holding the collective records of human history for the last 50,000 years. We weren't even supposed to be here 50,000 years ago, according to our Western view of timekeeping. And although they vary in precisely how this comes about, what these traditions say, these chambers will be discovered and opened just before the Great Shift, because it's only then that we have the inner tools to make sense and to reconcile what that history says. 1997, through new aerospace technology, ground imaging radar, these chambers were actually discovered. There are two chambers underneath this monument. And there's a lot of controversy now between governments and researchers and academic institutions regarding how and when these chambers will be opened. And it's interesting that it is happening now. One of the chambers was found actually between the paws of the front of the Sphinx, another one underneath the rump and the back. And the doorways into these chambers have actually been excavated, although we're told that no one has actually entered into the main portions of the chambers. The moment that happens, we will never view ourselves the same again. That's the value, I believe, of this great prophecy. The moment that we witness the collective history of humanity for the last 50,000 years, never again will we be Egyptian and American and Chinese and Russian, or Black and Native American and white. From that moment forward, we're human with a collective history and moving collectively toward something brand new. There are other prophecies, and certainly prophecies aren't scientific. It's interesting because they are insights into this time in history. There's a prophecy in the traditions of the Lakota Sioux called the Prophecy of the White Buffalo, and to me, this is one of the most touching and one of the most beautiful prophecies. It came to the Lakota over 300 years ago in a vision that they had as a tribe. They asked the question, how will we know when this great change is upon us? And in the vision, they were told, you will know by a sign. And one of the signs will be the birth of a white female buffalo. She will not be an albino. She will be a white buffalo. Well, in 1994, a white female buffalo was birthed in the tribe of the Lakota Sioux in the location. And part of the prophecy said that within 3 days of her birth, the male who sired her would die, and that his death would signify the death of the patriarchal societies that brought us to this point in history, and that her birth, the birth of the white female, would signify the birth of the matriarchal societies that would carry us through the great change. Well, sure enough, 3 days after the birth of the white buffalo, and by the way, her name is Miracle, 3 days after the birth of Miracle, the male who sired her did die. And the autopsy showed that he died of an aneurysm in his brain. And that began to open some eyes of even the skeptics who said, you know, this is maybe more than coincidence that this is happening. Well, the second part of the prophecy is what is so beautiful and so interesting, because the prophecy goes on to say that Miracle, being born white, will go through four color changes in her lifetime, signifying the four root races of the earth. And when she comes back to white, when she comes back full cycle, that will be the time of the great change. And since that time now, Miracle has gone from white to black, from black to red, and from red to yellow. So she has gone through the four color changes. So again, it's not scientific, it's interesting, because these things are all converging in this time in history. The Hopi traditions, many of them are being shared openly now outside of tribal circles. They've been kept secret for hundreds of years. also indicate that this time in history, the Earth has lived four previous worlds. We're living in the fifth, and we're about to go into the sixth world of the Hopi. Or some say that we've lived in four previous dreams. We're living in the fifth dream, and the dream is about to change. Even the Christian traditions prior to 1700 years ago, when these texts were removed, identified this time in history, and now the great change in Christian traditions has become the time of judgment. Isn't that interesting how it works that way? Rather than going from the great change of opportunity, it's become the time of the great judgment, where we look back on how we've lived our lives in the past and use that as the guide for what changes in the future. Well, the ancient Essenes perhaps have some of the clearest records, and those records primarily are found in the caves along the Dead Sea, what became known as the Dead Sea Scrolls. And many of these traditions detail what we can expect to see happen at this time in history. And there's a common thread among all of these, whether we're talking about the Essenes or whether we're talking about the prophecies of the Hopi, the Lakota Sioux, the Cherokee, the Navajo, the Tibetans, the Mayans. As they vary with specifics, there are common threads. And what those common threads remind us of is this, that Earth is going through a change right now. And our own researchers now are bearing that out.